Now push yourself back into child's pose. First, come to your hands and knees, then fold yourself backwards by lowering your rear end toward your feet. Try to bring your forehead to the mat and your arms down next to you with your palms up resting on either side of your feet. If you are not quite able to do that, just stack your hands up and rest your head on them or put a block under your forehead. As you become more limber, this restorative pose will be easier and more comfortable for you. Child's pose allows your head to be lower than your heart and is an excellent remedy for depression and headaches. It's difficult to stay upset or angry in child's pose. Now breathe down your back and try to relax. Allow your breathing to come to normal. Raise your head up slightly and stretch your arms out in front of you. Check to make certain that your middle finger is pointed forward and your wrists are parallel with the front edge of the mat. Flatten out your palms, then gently lower your head back to the mat again and continue to relax. Breathe in and pull yourself up to your hands and knees. As you exhale, lean forward, putting pressure on the palms of your hands. If your wrists hurt or you have a wrist injury, back off slightly, or just push back into child's pose again. Continue to breathe as you begin to get the energy moving in your hands. Don't push down, just allow your upper body to create the pressure by leaning. Once again, breathe in, and as you exhale, push back into extended child's pose for just a couple of breaths. Now get ready to stand with our next move. Inhale, come up to your hands and knees, and once again, lean into your hands. Turn your toes under, and as you exhale, raise your hips up into the air. Support your upper body with your strong arms and flatten out in plank pose, trying to make a straight board with your body. Stay up on the balls of your feet. Breathe in, and as you exhale, push your body back, stretching the backs of your thighs and beginning to flatten your feet out slightly. You should feel like an inverted V. With your next breath in, shift your weight forward again onto your hands, walk your feet forward a few steps, then exhale and extend your body back again, trying to flatten your feet out a little bit more. One more time, inhale, shift your weight forward onto your hands, walk your feet a couple more little steps forward, then exhale, push back, flatten your feet out a little bit more. This is downward facing dog. This posture is a staple in our yoga practice and will become easy and familiar as you progress. Don't worry about your feet being flat, and don't hyperextend your Achilles tendons or hamstrings. Honor your limitations. Allow your body to ease into down dog. Breathe as normally as you can. Look down at your feet. Try to keep your inner feet parallel and imagine a straight line from your hands to your hips. Just a few more breaths. Now breathe in, bend your knees slightly, and slowly walk your feet forward between your hands. Raise your rear end up and just dangle down there like a rag doll while you get your bearings so that we can stand up. Wiggle around a little, move your arms and body. Just a few more seconds. Now breathe in and slowly begin rounding yourself up from the base of your spine, one vertebra at a time. Keep inhaling until you are almost at standing. Bring your head up last and exhale. If you feel dizzy, go back down to the ragdoll position and try again.